character. Who we are when no one is looking. I have always heard that character is the person we are when no one is looking. That is a very interesting concept. A general rule of thumb is that people act one way in public and another in private. This is learned activity. As we grow and are exposed to different social arenas. In the real world, there is the benefit of body language to help us determine if someone is being truthful or true to himself or herself. You may not have a complete picture of the person, depending on the extent of your interactions, but at least you have a chance of determining who they really are. This is a definite challenge in cyberspace due to the lack of physical contact. All we know of a person is what they tell us in their blogs, tweets, emails, direct messages, chats, and other online communication. If a person is secure, they have no problem being themselves in any circumstance or communication venue. This does not mean you will always agree with their viewpoint or like their personality overall. However, you will not see them being cyberbullies or sarcastically cutting down other people in their online dialogues. On the other hand, if they do act in a negative manner, you can pick up their cues and choose to ignore them, or not. At least you can make an informed decision whether to associate with them. Actions online also have a deciding factor on character. With so much information available on the internet, it is easy to take the easy path in our creative endeavors. What do I mean by this? You can walk all over the rights of others quickly and easily. Even if you do not consider yourself a thief, in cyberspace as in real life, copying and using someone else's website offerings, writings, photos, or songs, etc., without their permission is the same as stealing. When someone does these things, they falsely present a persona of knowledge, resources, and/or creativity. Once I find out that a person regularly does this, after taking into consideration that occasional lapses may be due to just not knowing, I avoid them like the plague. I prefer not to be linked to them in any way. To me, it would put a shadow on my good name, which is the only thing I truly own for my entire life. In my case, while creating my blog post or podcast, I make a conscious decision to respect the copyrights of others and use only my own original thoughts. Sometimes, it is a simple act of providing a link back to the site to be compliant in using their offerings. Other times, I have had to contact the copyright owner, but they were quick to grant their permission. Just as you choose your friends in real life, you also choose your friends in cyberspace. Acting as a responsible global citizen in the real or virtual world is also your choice.